Yeah, want to thank my offensive line and Fitz for putting the ball where it needed to be. My offensive line for blocking. We came out, we had a great game plan against these guys, and we did everything we wanted to do.
Oh,
that's not the all-time record. Andre Johnson had 270 something. I was corrected by that. Yeah.
You said earlier this week that you had complete confidence in Fitzpatrick going back into the starting role. Can you just talk about what he did today?
Yeah, Fitz played a great game, from calling audibles at the line, from making plays with his feet. You know, that's what he's good at. You know, he doesn't have the strongest arm, but he's a tough guy. He's going to go out there and give you his all. I mean, you know, in all season, me and Fitz had a great connection coming into the season, and we knew if we could get on track, then things were going to be good, and we picked up on that today. I did. We had a couple plays, you know, off beat that wasn't there, but you know that comes with practice. You know, it's Fitz. He's going to give you a chance to make a play. You just have to make the play.
So it wasn't a record find. What did it mean you had this kind of day today?
Oh, it feels great, man. To be in my second year, to come out and have a game like this, you know, it speaks a lot about my offensive line and my quarterback for trusting me, and my offensive line for holding up and blocking and giving Fitz the time to make the play. So, you know, it, on the stat record, it says DeAndre Hopkins with 238, but really it should say, you know, offensive line and Fitzpatrick.
Were you happy to see Andre get that second touchdown catch?
He's a Hall of Fame receiver. I wouldn't necessarily say happy, because he makes plays like that all the time in practice. That's just another catch for him.
How are you?
MVP, man, hands down. That's the only way. That's the only way to put that.
Why? What's give me the argument why he should be MVP over someone like Aaron Rodgers or?
Because Aaron Rodgers don't sack quarterbacks, and catch touchdowns and throw touchdowns, and I mean he's multi-talented. I mean, when was the last time you seen a defensive end have as many touchdowns or be able to make the catches he's made?
Well, Brian talks about y'all being a game plan team. What'd you see that where you knew you could get the ball down the field today?
Oh, we knew they were going to be man-to-man and pressure us more than they did last game, and we took advantage of it. The man-to-man chances that we had, Fitz made the audible to get the ball in playmakers' hands, and we made plays.
How are you different this year as opposed to your rookie year? What are some ways you think you've matured?
In my knowledge of knowing defensive coverages before the play snapped or before the play start, just being able to scan the defense and know what coverage they're in and kind of know where to sit down in zones and just be able to read man or zone, that's a big thing with this offense. You have to have a knowledge of the game.
How much have you developed from watching Andre?
I developed from sitting there talking to him every day. You know, coming in last year, you know, he told me that this is in college. You have to take care of your body and do the things off the field to come out and have a productive day at practice. You know, I kind of took that for granted last year a little bit, but this year I'm doing, I would say, kind of his routine. I don't want to follow Andre, but, you know, what he's doing is working, so why not?
What changed for you that made you not take that for granted anymore?
2-14.
Thank you.
No problem.